Let's come back to our top story this morning. It is about the now notorious Kinkora Boys' Home, in which some of the boys were abused. There is another victim who wishes to speak to the Nolan Show now. His name is Gary Hoy. He has back calls from Amnesty International for Kinkora to be included in a new UK-wide inquiry into the sexual abuse of children. He wants you to know what happened to him. And I asked him to bring me back to the first day he walked into that home.
I was just sort of glad, you know, that I was getting away from my old home, because, you know, my mother and father were always arguing and stuff, you know, man. I just wanted a bit of peace, you know, a bit of, you know, somewhere that I could
get away.
Somewhere just away from my home, mate, you know what I mean? Because it was bad at home.
Yeah. And so you thought you were walking into a place of calm and a place of safety?
Yes, correct. Yes.
What happened?
Just at the early stages, I remember, like, if I went to showers or cleaned in the bathroom and all. That guy, McGrath, used to, you know, was standing actually outside the door, standing there with a towel and like rubbing us down and stuff, you know.
And what age were you at the time?
God, I'd say maybe 7, maybe 8.
And obviously at that age, you wouldn't really have known what was going on, what his motive was. You probably knew something was wrong, but you didn't know what. Is that right?
Well, I wasn't really thinking anything bad, you know, just that that was normal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then did that progress and did he continue to abuse you over the years, or what happened next?
Yeah, well, in the morning times, you know, he would have come into our, I think there was maybe 4 of us in the one room, like they called them like dorms, and they were all single beds. And I remember like a couple of times I could get, like, waking out of my sleep, and your man McGrath was actually standing over me, you know, when he pulled the sheets over, back over me, you know, pulled the sheets off me, as if, you know, to get out of bed. But I remember a few times actually waking up and he was standing there, you know, it was scary then, you know.
And he would go on to abuse you, would he?
Oh, he would sit at the bed, sit on the side of the bed, you know, and his arms would be everywhere.
And did he ever speak to you about it, or?
No, it was more just touching, you know. He wouldn't be really saying anything.
And as a young child in there, and he's supposed to protect you, and he's not protecting you, he's abusing you, and he's also got authority.
I know that. I think what I remember, you know, if you were to go to, as we call them, the head moms, Mr. Mains, I mean, when you went to, he had this office, you know, in the place, you know, a big brown door was always closed, but if we were, like, trying to speak to him to tell him what was going on, you know, you weren't allowed. You know, he gave me the impression that he didn't want to know, you know.
Did you ever try to go and speak to him?
A whole lot of times, and you were just sort of, you know, oh, you can't go there. Mr. Sample would have told you, oh, you can't see Mr. Mains and all this. You know, but I remember all them different incidents.
And so you would have told some of the other teachers, some of the other adults in Kinkora, you would have told some of them that you wanted to complain about abuse, and they wouldn't listen.
No, they wouldn't listen, but I remember your man, Sample. I mean, all of the boys in, always looked up to your man, Sample, because, you know, we didn't think, you know, anything about him, you know, he was like a father figure, you know, but obviously it was all wrong, you know.
And he, one day, had said to you that he actually lived in Fort William in North Belfast, didn't he?
That's correct, yes.
And he had said to you one day that he wanted to take you to a Glentoran game at the Oval.
Correct, yes, and that never happened. He actually took
And you were excited about that because you were a Glens fan. You loved football.
Why? Tattoos of Glentoran on my arms. You know what I mean?
Did he take you to the football?
No. And I even remember now, you know, when he left Kincorry, he had the Glen Turn scarf and all, wrapped around his neck, you know, as if he was a supporter, you know. I remember him doing that, like, wearing that scarf.
So what happened? You thought you were going to a Glen Turn game. Where did he take you?
Well, see, I can't remember. Now, your man, as far as I remember, your man Semple never drove a car. So I reckon, if I remember right, he must have taken me on the bus till Fort William. And I remember...
To his house?
Well, I would say it would have been his house because I've spoken to people that live over the Shore Road this day.
And so when you get into this house, what happened?
Well, I remember when I went into the house, there was like an older man sitting in a chair. And I can't remember if I was told to sit in his knee or whatever, but I'm sort of blank. I mean, I can't remember, but I remember your man sat in and out the kitchen. And I was sitting there on my own. You know, but as far as I know, like, we were not supposed to be, like, took out of that hostel, you know.
Yeah.
And the other incident about Mr. Maynes, if you go to Kincorry this day, you know, the back of Kincorry, you could wash 20 cars in the back of that place because there was a side gate and all to get into it. But your man, Maynes, was taking me till Four Winds. You know, I remember getting into a house there and being sexy as salty on a bed by Maynes. And no wash of cars or nothing.
So you were being brought to different houses?
Yeah.
To be abused?
Yep, I was indeed, yeah. And I've lived that, you know, like over 40, I'm 52 now, coming 53. I mean, I've lived with all that. I've ended up in prison, I don't know how many times in prison, you know, all for stupid things, you know, nothing serious.
And
I think it was just get away from, you know, trying to actually run away from the main, you know, because I was drinking alcohol or trying to block out old thoughts. I mean, I could go through a fortnight not even having a drink, and then, I'm thinking about all the past, and then it gets into my head, and then I take a drink to try and block it all out, but the next day or whatever, it's all back again, you know what I mean?
I understand.
It's crazy, like, you know what I mean?
And I understand.
I phoned up Strandtown Police Station there last year, was actually threatening to go down and burn the place down, because when I live in East Belfast, and there's not a week that we go past, that I maybe have to walk past that place, you know what I mean? And it has never changed. Still the same old house, you know.
What were you asking? What when you phoned the police last year? Uh-huh. Did you tell them about your abuse?
Some of the police in Strandtown. I mean, sometimes them police would have been at my door, and I would have been out shouting out in the street. You know, at the top of my voice. I was sure it was even in the Telegraph. Somebody had reported me. Man goes out into the street and shouting like a wolf. But I wasn't shouting at anybody, Stephen, in the street. It was just the way my head was about that Kincorry.
I understand.
Shouting really top of my voice. And I've took two bloody heart attacks in the last 2 years since this all has came out on the open again. People say to me, here, Gary, it's because you're smoking. Stephen, it's not because I'm smoking. Stress all these years.
I understand. I understand.
I'm going to be on hard tablets now for the rest of my life now. Like, and I'm even getting my tablets daily dispensed because I was taking, I don't know how many overdoses I've taken in the last few months.
You're giving us a real sense, Gary, of, we all know that sexual abuse has a long-lasting effect on a victim. You're giving us a sense of it this morning. Tell me this. You're pretty sure that some of the boys from that home were taken away to other men, aren't you?
I would say so.
In England, is that right?
Well, that's just some of the stories that I heard from some of the boys. I mean, some of the boys would have been away maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time, you know what I mean?
And what would the boys have told you?
Just that they were, I don't know whereabouts in England they were taken away, but when we were there, we were getting a sense that they were away visiting their parents. But they weren't visiting their parents because when they came back and all, well, did you see your mummy or daddy? There was no conversation about, you know, yes, I was glad to see my mummy. I was standing. So it was, I don't know.
And did any of them tell you they'd been abused in England?
Well, they didn't actually say because to me it was like secrecy. But not only that, there, I remember like two boys actually in that hostel, and they were always like, I don't know if I was thinking on the video, but like always seemed to be Mr. Main licking around him for some reason. And he had a big family, you know. If he's listening there, he probably knows who I'm talking about. But I'm not missing any names.
The speculation is that William McGrath, who was an Orange man, wasn't he?
That's correct. I remember even coming out over the years from and seeing him walking with your man Ian Paisley with a sash on him.
Well, obviously, you know Mr. Mean? Paisley did not know or could not have known what was going on. But let's talk about William. You know, let's focus on William McGrath. What can you tell me about him?
So he always walked about the hostel as if he was a wee hard man, you know. You know, really stern, you know. Watch yourself, you know, or I'll deal with you, you know. That sort of pretty strict sort of figure.
And obviously the speculation now is that, and you know, it's very hard to stand this up, very hard to prove this, but the speculation is that he was an agent for MI5, for the security services.
I've heard this even years and years ago. Even said to myself, even years ago, there's not just M3 housemasters. It was a big thing, you know. I listened to your man, Clint, there yesterday saying about he's seen men going in suits. And he's correct, because I even seen that too. But when we were young, we only thought they were like welfare officers, you know. Because when I was brought in there, that's what, when I was growing up, that's all you ever heard. Right, we'll get the welfare for you, you're going into a hostel, you know.
So you would have seen... You would have seen many men coming in and out in suits?
Right, all the time. We would have been going up the stairs, maybe into our bedroom, and we'd look down the stairs, you'd see maybe one going in and one coming out. You know, this was constant all the time.
That's a bit strange. If it wasn't something wrong, which we, you know, which obviously you're intimating it was, you know, for this constant flow of men coming in and out of that home, is that what you're saying?
Yep, in suits, yes. Yes. Suits. But we didn't know who they were, like. Just thought it was welfare or well-to-do. I don't know who they were.
You want, just finally, because I know we're pushed for time this morning, you want this inquiry to be led at Westminster.
Well, obviously that's what they said that's going to happen. You know, Kincora, out of all the homes in Northern Ireland, they seem to be picking on Kincora, so it must be a big, big thing, Stephen. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, thank you very, very much. It's because victims like you are speaking out about this that
I would miss the rest of the boys in Kincora. Like, I can remember some of the boys' names. I mean, but the one mentioned on the radio, but...
No, that's not.
I mean, and they lived down in Antrim. You know, I mean, the boys that was in that hostel just weren't from Belfast. They were, like, from Antrim and stuff, outside Belfast, you know what I mean? I would say it would come forward because of nothing the people ashamed of.
Well, listen...
You're telling the truth.
Well, listen, thank you very, very much for speaking to us, OK?
Aye, any time.
OK, bye-bye. That's another victim of Kincora.